It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Jonah, we are continuing our series on the book of Jonah, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The book of Jonah, written by the prophet Jonah, approximately 793 BC to 753 BC. Jonah was a contemporary of Amos and Hosea, who preached in the same time period along with Jonah. Jonah, the word means dove, the symbol of peace, and how appropriate it is for his name to be Jonah, as his preaching brought peace from the Lord through the repentance of the empire of Assyria, as Jonah preached to the capital Nineveh to repent. And as they responded, they received the peace of God and a stay of execution from judgment. The book of Jonah is one of the books in the Bible under the most attack by the critics, because the book of Jonah speaks specifically to the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of the attacks of the critics on the book of Jonah tried to imply that Jonah is a fictional character, that the book of Jonah is a fable and should only be looked upon through symbology, through allegory, and not literally. However, Jesus Christ taught that Jonah was a real character. Jesus Christ authenticates that Jonah was a real individual. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, and Luke chapter 11, verses 29 through 32, Jesus speaks of Jonah as a true historical figure. And he has historical significance as a prophet of the nation of Israel, and he is a real character with a real mission carried out from the Lord. The book of Jonah teaches salvation to the Gentile empire of Assyria, specifically the capital of Nineveh. Jonah is looked upon as one of the Old Testament missionaries to the Gentiles, as he preaches repentance to the empire of Assyria. The book of Jonah is approximately 100 or so years before the book of Nahum, and those two books should be studied together, as the Ninevites responded to the teaching of Jonah through repentance, yet 100 years later, there was judgment and destruction upon the empire of Assyria as they strayed away from the Lord. And Nahum, in his prophecy, laid out exactly how the judgment took place upon the empire of Assyria. One of the key themes of the book of Jonah is that God loves everyone so much that he sent Jonah to preach repentance to one of the cruelest empires in the history of mankind. And as the Lord has done this through Jonah, it shows he will go to any length to get the word of God out to all those that need to hear. There is opportunity for salvation, forgiveness, washing, and cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ, and reconciliation back unto God. This is the teaching on the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he cried, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Here in verse 1, we see Jonah praying from the grave, this grave being the fish's belly, his tomb. And he prayed in verse 1, it says, unto his God. This hitting of bottom, this affliction, this suffering, potential drowning, being cast aside by the mariners in chapter 1, puts Jonah in distress, where no longer is he running from the Lord, but he's crying out to God, his God, the God of the Hebrews, his personal God of personal salvation. Here in verses 1 and 2 is also the fulfillment of Jesus saying in Matthew chapter 12, verses 39 through 40, where Jesus speaks of the prophet and the sign of the prophet Jonas, where it says, for as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Jonas here is a picture of the resurrected Christ. So as Christ died and rose from the dead, here Jonah died and rose from the dead. As we'll see in further scriptures that verify that this is more than just a symbolic picture pointing to the death and resurrection of Christ, Jonah here actually suffers the death and he is resurrected. Verse 2 speaks of the word hell. This word hell is Sheol in the Hebrew, the unseen world, the place of departed souls. However, here in the Old Testament, it's not the place of torment as we know in the New Testament. For in the Old Testament, before the resurrected Christ, it was a holding place for individuals that believed and looked forward to Christ. When the Lord took captivity captive, now hell is a place of torment, a holding place until the great white throne judgment. Verse 2 further speaks of his prayer by the reason of his suffering, his affliction. And individuals today who are suffering, who are hitting a proverbial bottom, can cry out to God, whether it be because of finances, whether it be because of unresolved grief and loss of a loved one, whether it be of lack of health or sickness, potential death, pain and suffering, whether it be by incarceration by the individual's choices, whether it be by individuals feeling all alone and left out, there's a bottom individuals hit to where they are on their proverbial back, and all they can do is look up and cry out to God. Psalm 130, verses 1 through 2, give us a picture of this bottom and crying out that people go through. The Psalm of David, Psalm 130, verses 1 through 2 says, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. It is okay to cry out to God, not only in the good times to give him praise and thanksgiving, But when we're going through the valley of the shadow of death, we ought to cry out to God and reach out with our spirit and pray for deliverance, for his mercy, and for his grace. Verses 3 through 7. For thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about mine head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought me up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainteth within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. Here we see in verses 3 through 7, a continued prayer from Jonah, prayer of thanksgiving for Lord's deliverance. Prayer of deliverance from drowning as the seas overwhelmed him, the deep, the waves, the foamy waves and the billows, as he sank deeper and deeper into the sea, he knew his life was leaving him. Similar prayers are seen in the scriptures. Psalm 69 verses 1 through 2 states, save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. Individuals that feel overwhelmed by life's circumstances, individuals that feel alone, that there's no way out, that there's no help around them, feeling like the world is caving in on them, can cry out to God for deliverance. Psalm 61 verses 1 through 2 is similar in this crying out to God and states, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Once again, as Jonah is crying out to the Lord for deliverance, we ourselves also can cry out to God, and he will answer prayer. Verse number 4 speaks of the resurrection. As he is cast out of thy sight, yet again will he look toward thy holy temple. Verse 6 also speaks to the depth of his struggle and also to the resurrection, where it states, the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. Once again, not only is Jonah a picture of the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Lord states in Matthew 12, verses 39 through 40, but also is evident that Jonah suffered death and resurrection from the Lord, not only symbolically, but literally. Verses 8 through 9. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Here we see Jonah contrasting the false gods with the one true God. Jonah knowing personally that God is a God of deliverance and that the false gods of the world cannot deliver. As a result of this experience, Jonah in verse 9 recommits himself to the Lord, and the vow that he was supposed to fulfill in the beginning by going to the Ninevites and preaching the word of God, he now recommits and vows a vow to the Lord. Psalm 50 verses 14 through 15 give us a picture of this kind of vow. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 4 through 5 also give us encouragement on keeping our vows. Verse 4 and 5 state, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, than thou shouldest vow and not pay. Jonah here learns a lesson about keeping his word, keeping his vow. And people today who have strayed away from the Lord can recommit themselves to the Lord. They can pray the prayer of recommitment. They can confess their sins, that they wandered from the Lord, wandered away from his calling, wandered away from faithfulness, and they can recommit and proclaim to the Lord that they will serve the Lord, trust the Lord, love the Lord, and follow the Lord. Verse number 10. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Here we see not only deliverance, deliverance from the Lord by use of the great fish, deliverance from death from the Lord, deliverance from the fish which acted as a grave for Jonah. Now this fish acts as a pallbearer, delivering Jonah to the shore and releasing the casket where life comes out. God is a God of deliverance. We see here Jonah has no harm to him from the acid in his digestive system and all the turmoil that he went through inside of the fish. Just as Daniel chapter 3 proclaims that the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in the fiery furnace, had no harm come upon them, neither was any hair singed on their body, as they were delivered from the fiery furnace. Those that receive deliverance from the Lord will suffer no harm. God will restore them, as he is a God of restoration. Scripture teaches in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land, which speaks of restoration. Scripture states, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. God is a God that restores things back to order. He will restore our finances. He will restore our health. He will restore our marriage. He will restore our employment, our careers. He will restore our joy and comfort and give us songs in the night. God is a God of deliverance. The same God that delivered the Hebrews from the hand of Pharaoh is the same God that delivered Jonah from his affliction and is the same God that will deliver us from our affliction. Examples of deliverance throughout the scriptures. And there are more examples. As we attend our local services in church, you will hear testimonies of individuals that cried out to God and received deliverance from their afflictions. And these testimonies give us hope and give us comfort, knowing that God is a God of deliverance and will reach down and pull us up from our proverbial pit and restore our life. Here we see another miracle in verse 10. We see how the fish did not vomit him out into the deep blue sea, but carried him by the hand of God, the instruction of God, the guidance of God, onto dry land. God will lead us and guide us down the path of righteousness. Scripture says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee." Scripture teaches in Psalm 23, "He leadeth me down the path of righteousness." We as believers in the Lord have the Holy Spirit in us, as we were born of His Spirit, born again, and we can be led down the path of righteousness by the Holy Spirit. Scripture states, "He leadeth me beside the still waters." Scripture teaches, "Be led by the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." We are to be Spirit-led, Spirit-empowered, Spirit-controlled. And as Jonah was given a personal ride to the shore of deliverance, so the Lord will give us a personal ride through our deliverance, being led by the Holy Spirit. David said in Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." We have another comforter, as spoken by the Lord, the precious Holy Spirit, and the Lord Himself will deliver us from all of our trouble and lead us onto dry land through the precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, and thank the Lord for His deliverance. This is the teaching on the book of Jonah, chapter 2. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His love and kindness, I invite you to bow your head and to close your eyes and to pray this prayer with me today. This prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from your love and kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.